Madam Chief Budget Officer, we are ready to adopt the fiscal year 19 appropriation resolution and the resolution to provide income necessary to finance the budget.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we had a public hearing last night, and I believe, I don't know if anybody is interested, we have the summary of the budget here. If you guys, you're probably here for other stuff besides the budget. We did make a couple changes as far as revenue, or as far as depreciation reserve accounts are concerned. The buildings equipment budget was at $32 million. We moved $3 million from that to the communications and IT budget, which brings it to $7 million. A couple things that I wanted to bring to your attention, that our general fund budget does not include, since you did ask the question about buildings and equipment, it does not include any funding for the conservation district remodel of their building at this point in time, because we don't know what that number is. So that would be something that would come out of that reserve probably. And anything else that pertains to any of the other buildings that the county owns. So, with that, and then any other things, there were a few items that came up yesterday in relation to 4-H and those types of things. I plan to deal with those as they come, because they'll come later on in the fall. Right. And we can handle that, and possibly may need another budget transfer before the end of the year, but we'll just see how that plays.
So okay.
Very got good. That. I have the two resolutions, but before I give you the two resolutions, I'm going to give you a little history.
Okay.
Just because, you know, this is my last
Yay.
Goal. So, in 1987, when I was just a child, we made a budget that year, and that was a pretty scary project, because this is what it looked like. It was that big. And that big represents, for the general fund, $3.3 million, as compared to this year being $220 million. And our fair boards, our total appropriations, our fair board and all the other boards were $348,000 for their budgets that they needed. And some of the things that we were funding at that point in time, the commissioner's budget was $35,000.
Was that for a new Suburban? Mm-hmm. I couldn't.
No. Yeah, money's still there, right?
I didn't have a car.
Right.
The clerk's budget was $81,000.
And that included elections.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that was four people working in that office.
Wow.
Law enforcement was $609,000. And that's detention. Well, and back in those days, we had just started the Metro contracts. So we had a budget, which was crazy. We didn't have Pinedale in, but we had Marbleton and Big Piney, and they had their own budget. So we had the Marbleton Big Piney budget for law enforcement, and then we had the county budget, and then we had communications and detention were together in one budget. So we've done a lot of splitting and changing as far as that's concerned. Road Bridge, $700,000. Yeah, they were the big guys.
One dozer.
Yeah.
And lots of washboards.
I can remember that. So, and then when we looked at boards, so our fair board got $38,000. The airport was $20,000. We had, so in 87, remember, we had voted in the rural health care district in 86. So the hospital board, because we had a hospital
right,
board
before that.
Until July 1st. They got no money, the hospital board did. The library got $154,000, and that was back when they were over here on the corner. The museum got $24,000, and recreation got nothing.
Wow.
So, times have changed a bit. And as I said, our total budget that year, including the boards, was $3.4 million. Our mill levy was not 12. It was 11.997, and a mill was worth $287,000. The next year, in 88, The assessed value went down to $138,000 a mill. And let me tell you, what was that ever a squeaker getting out of that one? Yeah. So, anyway.
Wow.
Here's your history lesson for today.
My goodness. How times have changed.
Mm-hmm. It was on one piece of paper. It was amazing. Pretty resolutions. There's two of them.
Which one's which?
This is appropriations, and this one's the income necessary.
Okay.
And everybody needs to sign. Yep. So.
I'm going to just hand those to you and let you make a motion there. Okay. Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019 as presented.
Second. So it has been, that is the appropriation resolution. So it has been moved and seconded that we adopt the fiscal year 19 appropriation resolution as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the levies as presented for the fiscal year 18-19 ending June 30th, 2019. I guess that's it, isn't it, Mary?
Yeah, nobody going to second that one?
Second.
Okay. We're not going to have a budget this year?
Let's just go without.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the fiscal year 19 resolution to provide income necessary to finance a budget. Any further discussion?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman. I would think we'd all like to thank Mary for another job very well done this year.
Yep.
But looking back over the years, the tremendous job she's done at working to help us move towards building a reserve and stabilizing from year to year with the changes in the mill levy. And just a personal thanks to Mary for that.
Amen. And a congratulations on your last one.
So in 1987, the reserve account was $75,000.
You've come a long way.
Commissioner
Mr. Chairman, I would like to acknowledge, along with Doc, everything that Mary has done. And what I appreciate is yesterday or last year at this time, absolutely was completely lost. And this year,
just partially.
Well, even a little bit more. I think I kind of understand what's going on, but that was because of the way it was explained.
Oh, boy.
And putting down. So I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. Perfect.
Because it doesn't take much for me to get lost. Now, should I sign this and just pass
just
it back?
Just a sec, yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Sign them and send them back. All right, excellent. We're funded for another year. How about that?
Got it done. Going out in style.
Fraught with peril.
No, we're not.
And we're all still friends.
Yeah.
How about that?
At this time?
At this point, what was the new one last night?
Appearance.
Appearance.
Appearance, that's right.
It appears we are.
It appears we're still friends at this time.
At this time.
Let the record show that Commissioner Rawhauser got to sign first.
Really appreciate it. I'm a leader in my own mind.
A legend.
Whatever. A legend.
That too.
I like it.
I like awesome. It. All right. I got a phone call from Butch this morning. He really doesn't have anything for us. So he says he wasn't going to come. I said, all right, that's fine. I also heard through the grapevine that Billy didn't really want to come either, but he was coming anyway. I know. Well, I don't want to go either. yes, I've got one thing too, but go ahead.
Do we need a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Second.
Jumping clear ahead of myself, wasn't I?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right, thank you.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion.
Mr. Chairman, can I have the floor for just a second?
You bet. Take it.
I've gotten a lot of accolades here this morning, but I would really like to share some of that with my chief deputy, Tracy Hoover. She's got my back.
Yeah. She's the behind the scenes person.
Yeah. She's got my back. She does the heavy lifting when we do the budget. And we all make sure that we got the numbers right and question everything and scratch our head. So
yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I know she does not want the attention, but too bad.
Well, let's give it to her.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right. Have I forgotten anything else before I move on? in talking with Butch this morning, of course, rocks come up. Yeah, imagine that. At some point in time, I think it would be wise for us to just invite all the players to the table as far as the Forest Service, local management, as well as regional management, maybe to come to one of our meetings, and we can discuss this with everybody sitting at the table. Because it seems like we discuss it bits and pieces and piecemeal here and there and that, and not everybody is there to discuss that. So at some point when things slow down, Mary, can we make those invitations?
Sure.
Get them to our table and let's talk rocks.
Just for clarification for me, when you say all the players, you mean federal and BLM? And
well, I'm mostly concerned. We can do this separately with Forest Service. We could do it separately with BLM. We really don't need to with the BLM.
I think we're through the part on BLM.
It's working well with the BLM. So really, the only other players that aren't at the table are the Forest Service.
The Forest Service and the federal lands.
Federal lands. There you go.
At least he could be on the phone.
Right. There you go.
He's supposed to be here in August, isn't he?
Central Federal Lands guy. He's coming in August.
Yeah, he's supposed to set up a meeting when he's coming through the region to visit with me and
catch
your ability.
Excellent.
How soon do you think you'll know the date on that?
I sent him the revised agreement that we talked about last week and just reminded him to just let me know when he gets closer, when him and his pavement engineer is going to be around so that we can get that scheduled.
Okay.
Can you help him gear that toward a first or third Tuesday?
Yeah, I sure can.
We're not going to be here the third Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Third Tuesday. It'll be a Friday. Yes. Third Tuesday is primary elections, so it would be the 24th?
Yeah.
Of August.
Shoot the 24th.
Okay, that'll be good.
17th.
And if we have to push into September, that's fine with us, but whatever.
As soon as you get that confirmed, let me know and I can start on trying to get somebody from the regional office here in person.
You bet. Right. All the CC
possible.
That's what we need.
Perfect. All right. Let's move those rocks, for heaven's sakes. Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
It is. All right. That was all that Butch had for me. Do you have something on Road and Bridge?
Yeah,
come on up, Billy.
All right. First stuff, I guess we could, Aaron's here, talk about Trapper's Point a little bit.
Okay.
Me and Butch and all of us went out there here a couple months ago, and we were willing to do whatever needs to be done, but there was a lot of stuff that they decided. I'll let Aaron talk about where we've been on that.
So I'm coming in this project. My first time was meeting up there with the BLM and Road and Bridge. I talked to Tracy Hoover a couple times. She said you've been able to meet. Jill's been able to meet a couple times. I talked about the Trapper's Point Road and improving it. So on our on-site meeting, the museum was up there also, and we want to use the existing road. The BLM wants us to constructing the disturbance, existing disturbance. But the museum would like to be able to get bigger buses up there. Right now it's really difficult to get anything up there but besides a SUV or truck. So they'd like to get school buses up there, have a bigger turnaround. And when walking the site, we seen there was an old road cut around the ridge that's no longer being used. It appears people are just blown up over the top now. But you can't get a bus up that two-track road that they've created. That old cut road, I looked at the 64 topo map, and that road was there in 64 when they did the quad map. So, and it was cut. There's back slopes that are cut. Sagebrush is going in, growing into it. Tracy at the BLM told me, though, there's never been any right-of-way for that road created. And in order for us to improve that road, we'd have to go through the SF-299 application, come up with a plan of development for the road, show them what improvements we have planned so they can do their arc work, ask for with the right-of-way for that road. And then, of course, Sublette County is the applicant for that on that application, and I thought we'd discuss that today, how we want to proceed, because originally I think it was thought we just go up there, spread some crush base on the road, call it good, but we definitely need to have a better road section to carry bus loads up there. Right now there's 12 to 18 inches of road below the existing grade. The water just runs down. So that all needs to be built up and then cut where we need to cut. So with that, we did survey that area and I came up with an engineer's estimate of about $85,000 to improve that road. And that's if we hired a contractor, went out to bid. There was some talk about road and bridge possibly doing that work. So that's another thing I'd like to discuss, if that's something they want to take on, or should we bid this project out? Right.
Well, just like everything else we do, it starts small and turns into something big.
Sure does.
And there's never been an easement?
No.
Ever?
No. Tracy said there's no easement for going up.
We've just been driving across that because we could. Okay.
And like I said, on the 64 quad map, that it showed that road going up to the Trapper's Point Monument. It was cut around the ridge. You can go up there and walk and see the disturbance.
Is it on the south side of that? Or?
Yeah, it stays on the east side and goes on the south side of that little point. Okay. And then it gets all the way up.
Instead of going
the hill.
Straight up, Tom, it just makes a loop around like that. Okay. Mac and I were up there the other day.
Yeah, and we walked that old cut line with the BLM. And it looks like it just got abandoned over time. Water started running down that clay material and eroded it, and people just abandoned it and started driving up and over top of the ridge.
So instead of just spreading a little gravel, it's turning into a road project.
Turning into a project.
Yeah.
So when we agreed to that, it was just to spread a little gravel, and the road and bridge could just go up there with belly dump, just spread a little gravel.
Was the first easement?
Why does this not surprise me?
Yeah, because that began on, I want to say March.
No, there was still snow on the ground.
Yeah, it was at 10 o'clock on the 13th of March.
We could set a record in screwing up Mary's budget the fastest ever.
Ever. But
because this is not budgeted.
Yeah, right. And the thing about it, and this is the part that frustrates me, is that when we went to that meeting, the archaeologist, Volchek?
Dave, yeah.
Dave, I'll do all that for free. I'll do this. And in my mind, I drove away thinking, hey, this is going to get done before they have the dedication.
Silly you.
Silly me. Silly me.
I'm not too sure that he isn't still intending to.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
To do the artwork for free, but.
But we're looking at a bid problem.
Migrated from two or three belly dumps low to crush base to fill some holes up to the number one, getting an easement, which takes work for Rio Verde to even define the road, plus fixing it like we went.
It's like it needs to be.
5,000 to 85,000, basically.
I mean, to to get school buses up there, that cut road up there on the east side over to the south, that's the correct route to take. It's still 8% grade, but that's the correct route to take to get buses up there.
So obviously the county would apply for and be awarded the easement.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, the county would be the applicant for on that SF-299. So, and then, you know, is that a county road then?
No matter where we decide to go with this, I think it's a good idea for us to move forward with the easement and getting the easement in place. We've never had one, and we need one. So, Commissioner Noble, you have a comment?
Without being there, the cut road obviously is deteriorated. What quality of a road are you talking about? I mean, are we going to build it to what standard?
So, yeah, so here we go. If we're taking school buses,
what we talked about is a 14-foot wide road with two pullouts on the alignment, one pullout being off the county road and another pullout being up on that saddle before you start going up on the hill. That way, if you look, you see something coming down, you can pull off in less space to get two buses by or two vehicles by. But the majority of the road would be only 14-foot wide road top.
And you keep it that is what they wanted.
And they
you can't do a lot. I mean,
they don't want a full.
Yeah, they don't want.
Road.
And,
so
know,
it's
they,
minimal.
Yeah,
at its minimal.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Yeah. How far of a hike is it from across the cabin?
Can we go
card
straight to
there?
The bottom and then hike up?
There are a few of them walking.
Oh yeah, there was.
Back in the young people, we
have
no,
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 no way,
low,
no,
low range.
So what's the minimum amount of easement where it's not going to be plowed in the wintertime?
No, it's not going to be plowed in the wintertime.
And is it a non-maintenance type agreement? Is that what it is? You just build the road and you do minimal maintenance. What do they want?
Well, I think it's going to be the county's easement. So yeah. You're going to be maintaining it, the road, I mean, to go up there, even if it's minimal. Winter time, no. There wouldn't be any winter time traffic.
A year would cover it.
Probably one scrape a year would
should you know,
suffice.
Gonna,
at this point.
It's going to wash some because they don't want us to put a lot of cuts in it. I know you've kind of designed a lot of
stuff. Yeah, we try to design a minimalist. Try to take a minimalist approach with the 14-foot wide.
Yeah.
But our greatest disturbance is still up that hill, like at 42, 43 feet wide is our disturbance limits. But if you look at the existing disturbance, when they cut it, it's about 50. So I think this application would be a 50-foot wide disturbance right away. And then at the top, we do have like a cul-de-sac, a roundabout, so you can turn those buses around. So that's 100 foot in diameter.
Reminds me of another project that we've
just kept growing.
I was going to say, based on your experience, how much over $85,000 do you think this is going to cost?
You're right. Yeah. Exactly. So now we've got we've gone from 5 to 85, and then when we get done with this, what's it going to be?
6 inches.
What would it take for you?
And a county-maintained road.
Reshape the existing old disturbed road, I mean, with a motor grader. It's not scraper work, obviously. It's just motor grader time.
It's pretty difficult to do because the road is like a U-shape. Down that first 1,000 feet,
good
it's
job.
Like a U shape.
And they only want it. They want it level. I mean, they
don't want it crowned.
No, they don't
not
want it.
You don't have to crown it.
Don't want it paved.
It's kind of they got a lot of steps on it. You know what I mean?
Well,
what they want.
That's good.
So it's not that big a deal. Okay. I mean, as long as I didn't have to do it tomorrow. You know what I mean? I mean, we can definitely do it. But
well, it's going to take what a couple months just to get the paperwork
to
get the easement. Until next summer.
Yeah. Well, I think our court, we have to submit the plan and development, what you know the road would look like, where the disturbance would be, and then they would decide where they'd have to do the arc work. There's
so
a lot of, you know.
In order to get an easement on it, we have to give the proposal of the upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all in the plan and development in the SFT-99.
I was going to say, let's get the easement and move
on.
Yeah,
I was just really going to say, let's just get an easement and then be done, but that doesn't sound like we can do that.
No.
Woof.
Do they want rocks?
Yeah. We got to reclaim
need
some.
Need some boulders?
Yeah, that road going up and over the ridge that they're using right now, we do need to reclaim that. But That's not a very big part of the project. It's only going to take about 60 yards to reclaim that, and we only have 60 to 80 yards of cut on this project.
Does reclaiming mean reseeding?
Reseed it,
yeah.
Put it down, scarify it, and reseed it. There's not a lot of topsoil out there.
First thing to my mind is they're going to let us haul. But we can haul material in, or does it have to be existing material to reclaim it?
No, we can haul stuff in.
Well, I would plan on...
With that site?
I would plan on using the existing material.
Okay.
Because there's very little if there's topsoil.
Yeah. Oh, you mean on the reclaim?
Yeah.
On a lot of that other stuff. I mean,
how many visitors a year does that get? Any idea? Anybody?
I know it's been a lot in the last week.
They're expecting more once they put all that into that, redoing all that up there.
It's nice. Yeah, I've been up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is nice.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic home site.
Yeah. Nice to have a house there.
Oh, the view is unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'd let that, and then whoever could do the road.
Next, they want a visitor center closed.
It's a challenging way to start off our new budget.
You betcha. Well, like I said, this could be a record.
Maybe I have a suggestion. Maybe we need some partners.
Well, see, in that, I was thinking exactly the same thing. It's just, you know, this is, the county hasn't decided to do all this other than help, and then all of a sudden everything's starting to fall into place. Well, we may need people, whether it be the Historical Society or whoever that may be, to come in and help us.
If you want a bus road, maybe you need to get
it. Would be a great project for BLM to partner on a little bit.
Exactly. Because they want to get an easement up there. They don't. Yeah, they got all these people traveling on.
Let's go ahead with the engineering and get through the easement, and then let's start thinking about who we can approach to put together a pot of money so we don't have to pay for all of it.
If you remember here a few years ago, we did the one out on Paradise for them, you know, in the county. Mm-hmm. We put the bill all on that.
Right.
And so, you know, that, and that was...
That's right. That was down
a project.
That was down to that crossing.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, we did that ourselves.
We did that.
We did that.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know...
You had a
maybe
comment?
A fundraiser would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You had a comment, Commissioner?
I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
I was considering...
Well, no matter what, we need to get the easement. And if we have to have all the engineering for a proposed road in order to get the easement, then I guess we pay to get that done. But we don't turn a shovel until we've got partners.
Sounds like another project.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, so carry on with that then, Aaron.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty. Me and Mike have had a couple meetings.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead, I'll let you.
You bet. So I got a call from the Rock Springs office at BLM, and we applied for the 100-foot wide perpetual easement on Lander Cutoff. And once they processed everything, there's some places where the old immigrant trail crosses, and in those areas, they just want to keep it at 60 foot. They're not going to make us change the right-of-way. It's going to be listed at 100. We just have to monument those areas with a steel post and signage to keep the blades and, you know, maintenance work off of that historic trail. And there's 5 locations. We met with them last week, and they were fine with us just making some maps, making it part of the right-of-way.
So it just necks down for a section, and then
just where the trail's real close to the road.
Gotcha.
Where it used to cross.
Okay.
And so we're just going to set up steel posts with the right-of-way signs, and that's going to suffice for them, and they're going to review the maps, and they'll approve the right-of-way.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a really good meeting. I thought it went well.
That's a logical compromise.
Yeah.
How about that?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Just a little history on that. About, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, the county was scraping the road out there and uncovered in the easement a fire pit.
Fire ring.
And it just so happened a tour group of trail people happened to come through at the same time. And my God, did the shit ever hit the fan. And we spent a whole day out there with Butch, and I mean, you might have been there too, Billy,
yeah.
With the Rock Springs BLM, looking at every place that trail intersected or crossed the road. And it turned out to be not all that big a deal once we went out there on the ground and looked at it. But
it's probably a fire ring from a 1967 Hunter.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
It sure could have been. But anyway, it really got things stirred up, but we got beyond it, and so I think what you're proposing now probably to make sense.
And yeah,
easy
solution.
Really
good.
How long ago was that, Joel?
You remember how long? It was quite a few years
ago. Oh, it was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was quite a while.
Yeah.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds logical.
Good. We've been working on Metal Arc and Iroquois out in Bargerville. We met with Brian Gray yesterday. I think everything's on board. Mike might have some more.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out how to, you know, make everything work, you know, jointly, so everything's going to work out, the schedules work out, so we're back and forth right now, but pushing ahead.
Okay. And then there was some discussion on making sure that they bored under the road wherever they were going to do whatever it was they were going to do.
Right?
And that is all in the plans there.
We want to have everything in place before any pavements put in, so we've covered that.
And we discussed yesterday, and I said, you know, I'd like to have all the bores in this fall, you know, if we get the dirt work going, just so it has time to, you know, get packed in there good.
Go through a season to
get it packed. So we're all kind of on, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I did tell them that once it is black, you know, we won't cut it, so everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I thought it would be good.
Okay.
They should have.
I'd like to tend to, Mike can help me, and you can too. There's two kinds of bore machines. They push them, or they hydraulic. What's that? Or they use water pressure.
Hydro.
So I would tend to stay away from hydro because
they
blow holes and then the road settles. So if we do bores, I would specify.
But supposedly everything's going to be in place before we even
meeting with
right?
utility companies as well.
Okay.
So
you know, maybe we just ought to put something in there that just states not even boring. It's like if you want it in there, it's in there before it's paved. Once it's paved, nothing can be done. And then we don't have a risk of anything
and
else.
In our meeting yesterday, we did say that, you know, if you have any future, you know, now's the time. And
think
so,
about
so
the future.
Everybody's aware of it.
Okay.
Everybody, so good. They should. And Mike's working on the stuff, and so I should have the plan.
Yeah.
4 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully next week.
Okay.
So
very good.
But that's all on board. That's going good. What else we got?
Ryan, do you have anything to add on that?
Yeah, no. It was nice to, I guess, get everybody in the same room and go over it. Just hammer out the details. So.
Okay. Okay.
Good deal. Do you got anything else?
Just that there was a pre-construction meeting with Chip Seal, Crack Seal folks. I'll have my note, but I think they're going to start crack sealing the next week, and then chip sealing the beginning of August.
Okay. I can't remember. Did anybody remember what the price tag was on that chip seal, crack seal project?
I don't have that.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's like $1 million.
About $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
well. And then I went with Shad and Dave Smith up and looked at the road through Miller's up there, you know, by the rim. That is nothing. I mean, that's the easy fix. But I did, and I haven't talked to Shad, see what he's come up with. The part through the BLM, that's the bad spot.
Is it?
There's no way a cement truck will get through that. So we are going to have to do a little bit of work through there. There's some really bad cuts, you know, just where the water's been running down the road and a cement truck would flop over. It's right where they would run, you know.
Yeah.
So it needs some work through there. Shad had a couple of BLM fire guys with him, you know, and they were like, oh, it won't be no problem. And now, but I said, we would have to have something, you know, before I would go and fix it. There's probably about a mile and a half that needs some desperate work. But so I just wanted to give you an update on that. Okay. That through the Millers, that will be, that's an
that'll
easy
be
fix.
Easy.
That's nothing.
Okay.
One pipe, a little bit of fabric, but I mean, the spots are about as long as this table. Hmm. I mean, it's really nothing.
Are we going to have turnarounds for a school bus? Or
no.
We're okay on that.
But
okay, good.
The other parts, the BLM parts, going to be a little bit more detailed.
So when you say a little bit, do you mean scrapers? All that, or gravel,
small
or just more
small dozer and a blade.
Okay. Not like extreme amounts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to haul a little bit of material. I can use a lot of this stuff that's there if they'll let me. You know, there's a couple of corners that are going to have to be widened a little bit. I mean, it's not a day job. You know, it's going to be probably 10 days, you know, to get that. And I know Shad's wanting it done, you know, as fast so they can get up there and get it poured. I mean, I can get it done. It's just, I just want the BLM to
sign off
on it before we go up there. So
how long did that take? Go up with BLM and look at it.
Shad was going to get with them. He, Tracy was contacted and she was going to see what she could do and go from there. And that's the last I heard. So, I'll get with Chad and see what he's found out. And then, so we got that. Oh, I know I sent you guys out an email about the crushing
right
up there at Cottonwood. I know Mike's done some samples. I've gone up and looked at the stuff. They're doing a really good job. They're making some really good stuff. I talked to him Saturday a couple times, and then I talked to him last night, and then I called him this morning because his numbers just weren't coming out. And he did because his bid was in yards, and he told me he would drop down to $4. Well, that's a lot different. And right now where I'm, you know, we're crushing, you know, up at Beaver, you know, we're at like $4.08 a yard. And I'm thinking there's no way he's going to match us, you know. And so I called him today, and he was apologetic in that. He was talking tons. So he's still down. I mean, he's dropping, but it would only be, you know, about, you know, 25 cents, you know, instead of
so what yards. Would that be a yard then?
If a we're yard, crushing for four, he'd be like, right now his bid was $6.37, so he'd be like six
a ton.
You know, he'd
a yard.
He was $6.37 a yard, and so he would be down right at, you know,
six a yard.
Six, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, everything in that, here's what I was, you know, looking at thing, the way that pit is, you have to mix, you know, you have to, because there's pockets of rock, and then there's, so he's having to use two loaders to mix. He's got about 8 days left, and then he'll have the 40,000. If there's no way, I mean, I'm planning to go other pits before I go, before we moved up there, so I'm gonna have to reclaim, because that's what they require, DEQ and stuff. So I'd have to reclaim, you know, everything, and then go back in there. You know, McDougal Road and the Red Castle Road definitely need gravel. I mean, fuel's up. I mean, I think while he's there, if we could crush, you know, 15,000 more, that would cover them roads, and that part of the for them roads is done.
Okay.
Then we could reclaim it. We wouldn't have to go back in there and rescrape and all that. I just wanted to bring that up to you. Why he's there?
Yeah.
It's dry. It's finally, it's going through there good now. It's just something I thought you guys might want to discuss again before we tell him absolutely no.
So would that be your recommendation to do another 15?
I would recommend yes.
Okay.
Just because I've got to get some material on McDougal, that road, and I, you know, in the Red Castle, I mean, Lyman Clark's is, you know, his area right there is really bad. And I hate to use that other, because that Cottonwood needs it desperately. So I would recommend we do it. So I decided to bring it up one more time.
I'm okay with it.
I'm in favor of
circumstances. All right. Crush her up.
All righty. Thank you. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I so move we crush another 15,000.
Second.
15,000 yards?
Yards.
Yards.
Okay. All right. Has been moved and seconded that we authorize Mark Fear to crush an additional 15,000 yards.
At $4.
Well, no, it's six.
It'd be like six, whatever. Six, yeah. Six, six, 12 a yard. It'd be like $4 a ton.
At the proposed price.
Right. Billy, is that going to be an addition, change order to the project? Or is it? Are you going to? Is the county going to do that separately?
Oh.
You going to make a change order to the existing project? He's on.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, that would be the best way.
Yeah.
So he's still.
Okay. So what we'll need to do is amend that motion to for a change order.
Change order to approve an additional $15,000 at the price.
At the amount
quoted.
Price.
At the amount quoted.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. We authorize a change order to approve an additional 15,000 yards worth of crush at the Cottonwood Pit at the proposed price. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Billy, you and your guys are in the Beaver Pit?
Yes.
How long will you be there?
We're right under 20,000, so I'm gonna go ahead and crush, because of course that area needs everything too. So I'm gonna crush probably 75,000. Okay. So we'll be there another couple of months.
Okay. And the reason I ask this is when we first started doing this, we said we wanted to have everything full. So we're going in the right direction with Mark doing what he's mm-hmm. doing. With what you guys did at the Cora Pit, then you moved to Beaver,
yeah.
And then wherever you go, the next one.
We'll be starting to get where we can.
Okay, good.
Do good, yeah.
Mounds of ground, huh?
Yeah.
It's like firewood. Can't have too much.
And I mean, just on that note, our crushers, them two guys that we got, are excellent. They are just kicking butt. I mean, it's
crushing same
it's,
again.
It's,
so.
Yeah.
Have you got the new dozer in the pit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's no way we could keep up without
that big dozer.
Without that big dozer. There's no way.
Gotcha.
Did you say
it's an impressive piece of machinery.
It really is.
I saw it when it was parked at the yard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's heavy, isn't it?
Oh, so yeah. We need to schedule a time when I can come out and play in the sandbox.
There you go. You got to come try it. Willow Creek project, I'm getting some prices on the two pipes that we have to do. Pipes are from last year when I bought pipe, and because of everything, they're up 30%. So that's, I'm glad I bought them last year.
And are those pipes our responsibility to
them
pay
two,
for?
Them two, we, Butch said we would do.
Okay.
So I'm getting the price. One we have some, so we're going to try to get, see if it's feasible just to get another section. And but I'm working on that.
I just have a quick question for Billy. So pipes, I know you use the annular pipes. Have you ever looked into the plastic? Because then it don't rust out. They're easier to repair. I just wondered why, what the comparison there is in your mind.
You know, we use a little bit of it. I mean, I like them. You know, if
they mash things, you can cut them off with hands on, snap it a piece on.
You know, the only thing I don't like about them is, you know, the standard size are 20 foot. You know, you got it, and then so to get them longer, then they charge you way more if you go over the 20 foot. But, you know, probably in the future, and we'll probably start using more of them.
Seem to be less labor intensive because there's no bands.
You know, the only thing scares me a little bit about them is, you know how a lot of our roads are, we don't have a lot of cover on them. And they do take, you know, you want to make sure you have plenty of cover on them because they're not as forgiving. So that's the main reason. On newer roads that were, you know, the ones that were reconstruction and stuff, I have no problem with it because I'll make sure we have plenty of cover on them. But on a lot of the ones we're just replacing, we just don't have enough cover.
I just think back to Pole Creek when we had to have them lined and what was the project. Plastic ones would never need that.
Exactly. But no, I look at all that, you know, on each project. New stuff we do, you know, I just look at cost. Believe it or not, the pipe that I've been getting on the last few loads I've compared to the other. And it's by the time you add the, you know, get the extra footage and that, it's not, you're not saving any money. So. Other than that, we're just, you know, we got five crews, five blades running right now. We're down in Boulder. We did get the guard cleaned yesterday.
Did you? Good.
We're getting ready. I'm getting ready. Me and Mike have been working. I'm going to try to get that drainage on the industrial site for the BLM and that. Mike's been working on that. He's got all the plans for that. We're just waiting on some concrete to be made, and I'll get that knocked out. Other than that, we're just road and bridge wise, just same old, same old. We got all the rendezvous stuff done and bleachers moved back, everything cleaned up, so good. We're good there.
Excellent. Anything else for Billy here? Okay, we'll let you swap hats.
Okay.
We'll go to waste management.
Waste management. We got that meeting coming up. It's July 26th. There still has been no time set, but it's that day. I have been working with Mike and Eric. I've asked them. I don't really understand. I'm asking the reason why we can't, since the way we're compacted now and everything, we have on our old permit, we have a height restraint of 50 feet. And I mean, I haven't had Rio Verde shoot it or anything, but we've shot it and everything. And even with our fourth layer, if we did a fifth layer, we'd still be under our 50 feet. Mm-hmm. So I want to bring that up in that meeting because, you know, that would probably get us another 15 years before we'd have to do anything. And I just don't understand why. I know they were talking about the slopes and that, but we've kind of changed some of the ditch underneath and everything. I just think it's worth bringing up why we can't do another layer, because we'd still be under the old permit, 50 feet.
Yeah.
The way we're compacting now and everything, it's, you know, everything's tighter. We're using less dirt. Cool. So that's what I'm going to bring up.
Good.
See, I don't know. It's worth a shot.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. Because it's just weird that our next pit's going to go to 150 feet. I just, you know.
Right. That makes you wonder.
Yeah. So, and we'd still be under the original pit, you know, height limit. So I just think it's worth, because of, you know, the money wise.
Good.
So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, everything's just going really good down there. Recycling, they started the hydrant, moving it. So that's underway. Other than that, that's really all I have for down there.
Cool. Anything on waste management, gentlemen?
No.
Okay, excellent. Billy, thank you for your hard work. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Billy.
You bet.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Gentlemen. Thanks, guys. Awesome. We're going to take just a 5-minute break. Matt, is that all right? Before we get into your deal here, and then we'll reconvene and go into executive session.